Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Victoria, who says, how do I work out how my wardrobe needs to change as I'm heading towards a planned retirement? I'm still struggling to reduce the size of my wardrobe, particularly knowing whether it's really worth keeping the items that only get worn once in a blue moon. So there are a few things you can do, and I would say experiment before you get rid of things. Also too is not everybody needs a really small wardrobe. Sometimes, you know, we can read about small curated wardrobes and wardrobe capsules, and that's the only way to be. And that's great if it works for you, but for some of us, we need more variety, more difference. We also may live in an environment where there's more seasons, so your wardrobe may feel stuffed, but really you're only wearing half of the stuff at any one time. And so if you actually moved half your wardrobe out in, you know, winter and only had your summer stuff, and then the other way around, you might actually feel like you have less stuff. So, you know, or even just kind of resorted your wardrobe for the season. So that is something to think about. But if you are going from a working environment to retirement and the lifestyle's very different, you may need to get rid of some stuff. But those once-in-a-blue-moon clothes still are required at times, that we do have those once-in-a-blue-moon things, and I actually think it's often better to keep something that you'd be happy to wear again and that's still stylish and still comfortable, still, you know, current, rather than when those, you know, things happen, when those events happen, that suddenly you have to go shopping. And then, of course, you can never find what you're after when you're going shopping under pressure like that. So it's important to have some of those kind of once in a blue moon event things anyway. But what I would suggest is to start trying to wear everything in your wardrobe once you are retired. Now, you don't have to do this before you're retired. You're not really going to know what your lifestyle is until it's happened. It's a bit like going away on holiday to a country and an environment you've never been to. And if you've never been there before, you don't really know what the weather's like. You don't really know kind of what everybody's wearing, and you don't really know what it is that you're going to want to wear. And it's a bit the same when you are changing the lifestyles, going from working to retirement. You don't really know what you're going to need. And so don't make any decisions before you're actually in that lifestyle. And then, as you are there, just start trying to wear everything in your wardrobe and see if it still has a place. Now, there may be things like suits that you think, I really am never going to wear these things again. They may be things you could let go, but maybe you go, oh, it's nice to have a good pair of dress pants if I'm going out for dinner and I can put a sparkly top on with it, or something a bit more dressy for evening. It's not always necessary to get rid of anything. And you can, you know, wear your blazer jacket with a pair of jeans if you want to dress up and look a bit smarter. And it really depends on your style as well and where you are. There's just so many things to consider. So I'm always cautious about just throwing a whole wardrobe out before you've made some thoughtful decisions about what to keep and what to let go of. Now, if something's dated, it's old, it's falling to pieces, you know, it's worn out, absolutely let those things go. Do not hold on to those things. If there's things that you just go, I really don't like them, they're not me, they're not fit very well, they're not comfortable, get rid of those things as well. There's no reason not to get rid of those sorts of things. But if these are things that you wear and you like, and you're just not sure how they're going to work for your new lifestyle, I would keep them. One of the things you can do is, if you're trying to decide should you keep something or let it go, is to, you know, remove it from your wardrobe. So put it in another wardrobe, put it in a box, you know, box it up, put it in the garage, put it somewhere else so you're not seeing it. And then after a year or something, if you've not wanted that item, if you've not thought about it, if you're really not noticing it, it's really not feeling like it's missing for wardrobe, let it go. So this is where you can kind of move things out to, you know, out of the wardrobe. And then, but what happens, you know, if you say, go, oh, I really need that thing, you can go back and get it. If it's still there, you've still got it, rather than directly getting rid of things, you know, from your wardrobe to out of your life in the extreme. So I think you've got to be a little bit careful when you're changing lifestyles and things like that, not to just fistedly get rid of everything, just to be aware. So I just move things out of the wardrobe, see if you notice if they're missing or not. Because if those once in a blue moon things do happen where you go, actually, I do want to wear this. And the other thing is to challenge yourself to wear all the things in your wardrobe instead of just reaching for the same things every day. And we can all do this, you know, like go, well, what haven't I worn? And just like, you know, go, I'm just going to try and wear everything in my wardrobe. I'm not going to wear the same garment twice or the same outfit twice. You might go, well, I'll wear my jeans with this top and that top and that top. Like, try and wear more of your wardrobe. And then you'll see at the end of each day, you can analyze them and go, do I really love wearing this? How does this make me feel? Did it make me feel as good as I wanted it to? And maybe if it didn't make you feel good, that's a sign to let the thing go. But if you still felt great in it, then keep it. So just a couple of things to think about before you throw your whole wardrobe out. Next question today comes from Shona, who says, I feel that I do not fit in and have had people comment on my relaxed style not being feminine and being told that I should wear more dresses and consider wearing makeup. I have short hair and I'm considered to be weird and strange as I love the outdoors, water sports and rugby. And I can say, it sounds like feminine is not your style, and there's no reason at all, Shona, why you should be wearing feminine clothes if it's not you. If you don't crave them, if you don't desire them, don't wear them. There is kind of 7 personality dressing styles. We can each pull from them, you know, but we'll have some that are more us and others that aren't. And if feminine is not your thing, don't wear feminine clothing and don't let other people guilt you into doing this if it's not who you are. I think you be you, like, and dress in a way that makes you feel comfortable. By the sound of it, you like comfortable, practical, relaxed clothing, and that's your main clothing style. Now, you can be very stylish in being relaxed. Someone like Jennifer Aniston has a very relaxed style, you know, without looking sloppy. And that's the thing, is it's very easy if we are very relaxed to end up down that sloppy path. And that's sometimes, you know, where the style goes. But you can have relaxed style and look very stylish. So don't let other people tell you should wear things that don't feel authentic to you. If your style is practical and sporty and outdoorsy, that's what it is. And just ignore those people and what they have to say about your style. Last question comes from Melanie, who says, how do I make my summer clothes look more seasonal? So if you live somewhere where you can basically wear summer clothes all year round, and if you're one of those people who runs hot, I have many clients who run really hot and they basically wear summer clothes all year round, summer and winter. They don't want long sleeves. They don't want, you know, thicker layers. They feel really uncomfortable in those things. So to think about how do you make a summer piece of clothing look more seasonal, part of it is some summer clothing are always going to look really summery. So very lightweight fabrics and fine fabrics and sheer fabrics, things like that, you know, can look a little bit too summery in kind of in the dead of winter. But this is where you can often layer up. If it's something that's a little bit more in between, like, you know, many t-shirts and knits and things like that, as long as they're opaque, you'll find that you can actually wear them year round. You can just layer them with some other things. There's no reason why you can't wear a, you know, summer dress with a pair of tights and a pair of boots and things like that. And, you know, put a little cardigan over the top, stuff like that. So, you know, there's no one way, and this is where it really depends which clothes you have and what it is you're trying to layer up without seeing a wardrobe and seeing you. It's very hard for me to advise. You could also think about, rather than really light colours, which might be seen as more summery, going for more medium value colours too, which cross over between summer and winter very easily. So, so hopefully think about some of those things. And I, you know, always you can layer clothes up to, you know, to wear them in winter. And if you do live in a more temperate climate, it's not as weird as if you were in the snow, you know, wearing a summer frock. That could look really out of place. Probably you would be a bit cold with that, but, otherwise, I'd say with summer clothes, just think about how you can layer them with other pieces, you know, cardigans, jumpers or sweaters, tights, boots, all those sorts of things. And you'll probably find that you can wear a lot of clothes the year round. Well, thank you for your questions and for watching. Really appreciate you being here. My dog is talking to me. he's demanding a walk at the moment. Now, we haven't been because it's been raining this morning. But yes, I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.